What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in to Fan Culture. We got a special episode for you guys this time around. We're not doing current events or anything like that. We actually got a top 10 decades list. Obviously, we're coming to the end of a decade now, the 2010s, going into the 2020s. What we're going to break down is the top 10, or I guess not the top 10, but ranking the best championship NBA teams from the decade. So going from 2010 all the way through 2019. We got everyone here, Brandon, Sakani, Carl, myself, Sid, we're all here. Looking forward to getting to these lists. I want to see kind of where we're coming from and who we think is the best team of the decade, best championship winning team of the decade. Who wants to start with their list? Should we go over what the championship winning teams were of the decade first?
I think we should start there.
Okay. So in 2010, you have the Los Angeles Lakers that won. 2011, you have the Dallas Mavericks. 2012 and 2013, both the Miami Heat. 2014, San Antonio Spurs. 2015, Golden State Warriors. 2016, Cleveland Cavaliers. 2017 and 2018, Golden State Warriors again. And then 2019, Toronto Raptors. All right, who's gonna go through their list first?
Man, it's a little daunting. That's crazy. Do you want to go, I guess?
We'll each list our number 10.
Oh, we're all going to start 10.
Yeah, okay. Until we go down to one.
Okay, all right, for sure. All right, so number 10, I got the Raptors, 2019 Raptors.
I do too.
Same.
Yeah, Universal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of great teams on there. You know, shout out to the Raptors for everything they did, but, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, on that team, who's a future Hall of Famer?
Kawhi. The only one.
Kyle Lowry. Possibly Mark Gasol.
International. Yeah, international play matters, so two.
We'll see how Siakam develops.
Siakam's been balling. Shout out Pascal Siakam. Number nine, I got the 2011 Mavs.
Same, that's where I put.
Same.
I got the Cavs.
The 2016 Cavs?
Y'all gonna hate me.
We'll come back to that.
I put the 2015 Warriors.
Okay.
That's not... That's not bad. That's not bad. Because
I don't hate you.
At number eight, I have the 2015 Warriors.
Same.
No.
But...
Then I have Mavericks.
Mavericks 2011 Mavericks.
I got the 2011 Mavericks as eight.
That's cool. Flip flop, yeah. Number seven, I got the 2010 Lakers.
Same.
I got the Heat.
Which ones?
I couldn't remember.
Was the one that beat OKC or the one that beat San Antonio?
The one that's beat.
The three future Hall of Famers.
Right.
I can't remember. I gotta look at the roster. I wanted to look at all of the roster.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's tough when you got
so whichever one, like, Raiden hit that.
Okay, so 2012 then against OKC. They won that series 4-1.
That's what I got. I got the 2012 Miami Heat over OKC as my seventh best championship team of the decade.
Okay. Yeah. And can't argue. I have the 2012 Heat at number six. It's kind of who
I
you
have
got.
Them at number four, I have the 2014 Spurs.
Who you have at six?
The six.
12 Miami Heat.
Okay. We got the same list so far.
And then our list are kind of similar.
Well, at number six, I got 2016 Cavs.
2016 Cavs. Okay.
Who do you have at six?
I got the Warriors.
Which year?
Whichever year they didn't have KD.
15.
2015?
Okay.
Okay. Number five, I got the 2018 Warriors. So those are the ones that beat the Cavs with Kyrie. And, yeah.
Brandon, five.
I got the Spurs.
Connie?
I told you I'm my number five. The 2012 Heat.
I thought you said four.
I think we...
You asked me my number...
He told you one ahead, I think.
Because you asked me what my six was.
Yeah, but you said four.
You might probably just want to ask.
I meant to say number five.
Okay.
Five was...
Gotcha.
The Heat.
Number four? Are you guys...
No, number
five. Yeah, we're going through five. Yeah. So five, Carl?
I got 2010 Lakers.
2010 Lakers. Can't argue. We're in the same area. Well, we'll talk about it more, I guess, as we go all the way through the list. Number four, I got the 2016 Cavs.
Same. That's the kind you're saying. Same.
I got the Heat.
I got the 2018 Warriors. The team that beat...
Swept the... That's the JR. I thought we had the lead.
Exactly. I got those Warriors at number four.
And then you had the Heat, so you would have been the 2013 Heat that beat the Spurs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Number three, I have the 2014 Spurs.
Number three, I have the 2018 Warriors.
Number three, I got the 2013 Heat.
I got the Warriors for three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one with KD.
Mm-hmm. First one?
Or the first one, yeah, with KD.
Yeah. Number two?
Well, actually, no, I don't. The second one with KD.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, I got the 2013 Heat.
Same.
For number two, I have the 2014 Spurs.
Appreciate that.
Right. I got the Lakers.
Lakers.
Well, of course.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we'll react to them as we get to the end of the list. Then number one, I got the 2017 Warriors. So that's first year, KD.
2017 Warriors, number one.
Warriors,
same.
I got Warriors.
Yeah. I mean,
team of the decade.
The Monstars.
So we all agree on 10 and we all agree on 1.
Yeah. Let's get to some of the, I guess, controversial ones. So, Brandon, you had the 2014 Cavs or 2016 Cavs kind of low, right?
Yeah, I think you had them at 9.
Yeah. That's personally Explain low that. For me. Even what, yeah, what's your logic behind it?
I just feel like, this is why I want to look at the rosters, because I'm thinking in my head, like, which team I would probably, like, have better chances of winning with. And not that there's not a good team. All of the teams on this list are good. They've won championships. But to me, I feel like either the teams above it would have either a better overall roster in my mind, or I like the odds of them winning.
2020 Lakers got a better roster than
the Cavs?
That 2016 team?
Yeah, I don't think so. Although Kobe was great.
Kobe
was
still balling. Yeah, but...
You know, Gasol.
The whole roster.
Okay, so who's on the roster? We got LeBron, Kyrie,
Kevin Love.
It's kind of all you need.
JR.
Honestly, because I have the Lakers... The 2010 Lakers at 5. I have 2016 Cavs at 6. But the more that I'm thinking about it, I might have to flop that. The reason I decided Cavs 6, Lakers 5 is because when I thought about them, I automatically thought about the excuse, the quote-unquote excuse that was used for the Cavs. Draymond being out for game 5. But then I just remember something happened with Kendrick Perkins against the Lakers.
Yeah. He got hurt in game 6, missed all game 7.
Right. And then when you kind of look at LeBron and where he was at that time, Kyrie where he was, Kevin Love where he was, Tristan Thompson was actually a productive basketball player at that time. I feel like Draymond and Kendrick Perkins cancel each other out, and the Cavs were actually more talented. So I'm going to drop the Lakers to 6 and move 16 Cavs up to 5.
Mm. I mean, I know for me personally, I not only looked at the rosters or thought about the rosters, but I thought about, you know, the...
Competition?
The competition, for sure. Competition, it's got to matter who you play.
You know, Boston was older at that time. It was like their third year being together. Yeah. KG had the bad injury the year before. So I can... You know, they lost Tibbs as a defensive coordinator. I can live with that. Yeah, I got Lakers 6, Cavs 5.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the other controversial ones we had on there?
I had the Spurs lower than I think most of y'all had them.
Yeah, where'd you have them at?
Number 6.
6.
Yeah, I had 2.
Yeah, I had them at 3. I mean, the way that, yes, that was the tail end of that Heat era, but at the same time, the way that they did it in a finals margin, I think it was like 16 points a game was the average margin of victory.
That's real. They did gentleman sweep though. I forgot about
Yeah, it was a gentleman sweep.
And even that last game, it was like a record blowing margin. That was like the largest 30. Margin lost in finals of like that game type or like that game number.
Right. So even with the, you know, not healthy Dwayne Wade, you know, and Chris Bosh, you still had peak LeBron, you know, prime LeBron, you know, at that time. No one was saying anything about LeBron losing a step. And just the fact that they did it the year after, you know, they had the heartbreaking loss, you know, where they should have won that series. I gotta have them up there, you know, in terms of being one of the best. And that was the emergence of Kawhi Leonard.
No, it wasn't. Leonard
that we know today.
It wasn't.
It was the beginning.
Not even. He wasn't even starting in this year.
He wasn't starting that year?
The following year, was he?
He was starting that year.
He was starting that year?
Yeah, he was starting that year.
I don't know why I felt like he wasn't.
Honestly, he was starting the year before that too. He just wasn't known much. He came in
like a Bruce Bowen.
He was a 3-and-D guy. That's what he came into the league as. But that was more so for, hey, I've defended LeBron and I averaged 17. But the fact that the wins were so large, it's not like everyone's playing 40 minutes a game where you're gonna have someone averaging, you know, 25 or whatever.
Yeah.
So someone had to get the award, so he got it. That's not like his 2019 finals MVP. Should have
went to Tim Duncan.
Yeah, it definitely could have. I mean, honestly, even a dude like Patty Mills had a chance at it coming off the bench. It was just that was a true team effort where the whole team deserved finals MVP. 2013 Heat. We all had them high on our list, like top three.
I had three, yes.
Okay, I'm at two. Four, but I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they're, to me personally, they're one of the best. Them beating the Spurs that year, you know.
The roster itself, where LeBron, you know, Wade was healthier than he was the following year.
Yeah. And that was a high level of difficulty. That was the year that Danny Green broke the then finals record for most threes made in the finals.
I forgot he was on fire. That time.
He was about to be the MVP had they won that series.
Yeah, yeah. He was definitely on fire. So I definitely gotta have them up there.
Who else was on that squad?
On that
the Spurs?
Nah, for the Heat. Cause they won.
Ray Allen saved them that year. So definitely Ray Allen. Shane Battier, Mike Miller,
at that time.
Yeah, Mario Chalmers,
of course,
Norris Cole,
Haslam. Was Birdman there?
He might have been.
Possibly, yeah.
He might have been.
I think Birdman was there.
They were deep.
He might have had like Joel Anthony too at that
time. That's right.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
Guard?
No, the one who he took to Cleveland with him.
James Jones.
James Jones,
yeah. They had shooters. They had shooters on that squad for sure. And I think that was the same series where Mike Miller was like barefoot for a sequence or had one shoe off for a sequence. And they made a big deal about that. let's see. Who else we got on here? 2015 Warriors. I think we all kind of agree that they're pretty low.
I had them second to last because... Competition played a large part in that. I've never been a huge fan of Harrison Barnes. When Iguodala is your finals MVP, that may not speak to the talent level when you look at the actual roster, but the play of that team in the finals was not that impressive for me. Kevin Love was out from the first series of that playoff against Boston because he got hurt. Kyrie... I think he had 31
in the game one.
Yeah, like 31, 32 in game one. You lose that, he goes down, and then you go on to win. I just wasn't too impressed by that team.
So is
how
it
they played in the final?
So is it then like if you do have if not the full rosters available, it's kind of a not as an impressive win? Would you say?
It depends on who you're playing against.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's. Playing going against LeBron obviously is a high level of difficulty, regardless of who he has on the squad. We've seen that throughout history, but you know, missing your two top guns.
If you think about the reason why we all had the Raptors at number 10, it's because they didn't play against a full,
Golden
State team.
Yeah.
So,
It definitely makes a difference, for sure.
I also think about it this way, too. How many players on that Raptors team are better than other players on the teams above them,
too. Right.
And then I tried to also think about who I felt like might beat who.
Exactly.
Like, if that 2015 Warriors played the 2019 Raptors, that would be a series there. Honestly, with the way the Warriors play, especially Steph Curry, the Raptors might beat them.
Yeah. Can you run that sequence on 2K? And they'll run that simulation for you. But you can't pick teams from, like, certain years, can you?
Yes. They have, like, legend teams from certain years. So, yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I find it interesting, though, that the two teams ranked at the bottom. Yes, it was the competition, although the Mavs and both the Raptors, teams that only made one finals appearance in the entire decade. It's like they just caught lightning in a bottle. It was the perfect timing. You know, Dirk was on top of the world at that point because of his performance. Jason Terry, Deshaun Stevenson was feeling himself. All Sean Marion
was on that team. Peja came out of retirement.
Jason Kidd, you know.
Jason Kidd, Tyson Chandler.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why they didn't do well Karan the following Butler. Year is because they let Karan Tyson Butler. Chandler go to the Knicks that following year, which they tore that team apart. Like,
absolutely.
Exactly. They got their one championship and they were good for life.
It's like,
yeah, so I mean, I think these are both teams where they didn't come back. They came back completely different teams the next year. You know, the Raptors were saying now the Raptors are playing well, but still obviously no Kawhi, so we don't necessarily put them in the, you know, championship contender conversation.
Right. You know, right now you see it on screen, a 10-4. That is not bad at all.
Right. To lose a franchise player, a top three best player in the league, you know.
Right.
I look like Paul Johnson.
Right. I mean, I want to touch on the 2010 Lakers. I think part of it was probably a little bit of the fact that we just forgot because that was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, now. Recency bias.
You know, there's some recency bias for sure. The Lakers squad was nice, and they went up against...
Who's the team that they beat? That Boston team, right?
They beat that Boston team, yeah. Which was still not the 08 Boston team, but still, they beat LeBron, you know. They beat the Magic, I think, as well, to make it to the finals that year. So, they were still... They had a big baby. I think they still had Nate Robinson. They had a good team. You know, it wasn't
Brandon Bass? Was he on that team?
I think Brandon Bass. No,
Bass was traded for the big baby. He was in Orlando, and they traded for him.
Yeah, so, I mean, they still had a very nice squad. And, you know, the Lakers, you know, you had Kobe. You had Gasol. You had Bynum. Lamar Odom. Sasha Vujacic. Derek Fisher.
They might have Jordan
Shannon Brown.
They did have Jordan Farmar, Shannon Brown,
Luke Walton.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad team.
Ron and then Ron Artest. And then you're being coached by Phil Jackson.
Right. Exactly. That's the other part. That's the other part. Damn.
Yeah, that's a. He's one of the best coaches out of all these championship teams. You know,
they definitely have the best coach.
Talk about him. Yeah.
Hands
down. Man, it's. This was a very hard list to make, though. I mean, we have to nitpick a lot.
Right.
And I think everyone had their own preference in terms of how they put people in, or how they put teams in certain slots. You know, how much do you weigh on level of competition, you know, difficulty, you know, the team's talented roster.
Yeah. If I could do it again, I'd probably just watch highlights of each game.
Yeah.
And then make my list there. And, like, also look at, like, the rosters, too, because... Honestly, that to me heavily swayed. Well, I tried to make it sway, but I feel like if you get to like a better, you know, understanding of like who was on the team, then
definitely
it might have came out differently.
No, that's true. All right, well, those are our top 10 lists. I mean, we're gonna be doing this a little more often as well. We got some other top 10s of the decades. We'll be talking. Finals MVPs, we'll be talking regular season MVPs, number one overall draft picks, some of the best of the decade as well, ranking them 1 to 10. But we want to hear from you guys as well. So, you know, share your top 10 lists and, you know.
Tell us who you want us to rank as well.
Yeah. Tell us some of the other lists that you want us to make of the decade, whether it's NBA, NFL, you know, everything. We'll break it down and come up with our list. Yeah, so I think that's going to wrap it up. Y'all got anything else to add on our top 10 list?
That's a wrap.
Nope. Warriors, 17 Warriors, best team of the decade.
Yeah, and it's wild because it wasn't even the 70 and or 73 and 19. Yeah, you know, they don't even make the list. True.
Right.
and that will probably be another list that we'll do. Top 10 teams maybe of the decade. Yeah, the loss of finals or, yeah, didn't win a championship. I think that 73 and 19 will have to be number one. So I guess it's number one and everyone else. But, yeah, we'll maybe talk about that next time.
Or maybe this past team?
Ooh.
Who knows?
We'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about it. All right, well, until next time, y'all. Peace.
See ya. Peace.